Good day, passenger, and welcome aboard Mileage Airways. This is your captain, Katalem, speaking, and I have some information about our flight. Our flight time today would be roughly 15 minutes. You know what? It's going to be 15 minutes. Anything more than 15 minutes, I'm cutting it. Once I get to that mark, it's ending. Whether I'm done with what I'm saying or I'm not done. Because I realized that I've been promising and failing. So anyway, we will be flying through November. This episode is called the November Dump, finally. Today, I have the pleasure of flying alone. Just me and you. It's a solo flight. So get the strap, fasten your seatbelt, and cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. Okay, so just so I don't take your time, I'm going to breeze through November. Now, I started this month with some form of optimism, to be honest. You know, it's the penultimate month of the year, and you know, all the goals we set, I set goals at the beginning of the year, but I know I haven't gone back, maybe just once this year, to look at it. So you know, I was just getting ready to, you know, attack my November, just so that, you know, the year ends on a high. You know, I also joined a fellowship, a Christian fellowship, with my brother Josh, who organizes it, and his wife Danielle. You know, met a few couple people, and you know, just started the month very well, very nice. And then boom, the thing with my knee happened. You know, so for anyone who didn't listen to Mile 29, where I spoke about it, I'd been having a niggling knee pain for about a year, or maybe just slightly over a year, and it got so bad that I had to go do a scan, did an MRI. Turns out I had torn my lateral meniscus, which, you know, apparently if I did not attend to, it might have led to arthritis, which doesn't even sound like something I should be having. And so because of that knee injury, I had to, you know, it was very tough, but I was advised by the doctor to take a 2-week break. Now, what does that 2-week break mean? That means I would have to stay away from playing football, which I haven't stayed away from football for up to 7 days since I was probably in primary school, or even before that. Who even knows what was before primary school? But yeah, I had to do that. I also can't draw, and I can't go to work. So in those 2 weeks, I had to just stay at home. Because I'm still in that phase. I'm still in the 2 weeks. But you know, it did a lot for my state of mind. First of all, the aloneness that came with it. I already felt a bit. You know, a lot of my friends have left the country or left Abuja. And so I already had this feeling of aloneness. But then staying at home for 2 weeks just intensified it. And you know, my state of mind was starting to take a hit. I can't even lie, you know. Regardless of how I see myself, sometimes, you know, you just have those little moments of vulnerability. But then, while going through this phase, I realized that, wait, oh, God is actually trying to do something here, because he knows that if he doesn't take away football from me, if he wants to show me something, he's definitely going to take away something. He's going to remove all the distractions. And so I just felt like this period, he probably just wants me to stay still, you know, and just focus my attention on what he wants to show me. Because to be honest, if he was going to show me anything and there's football in my life, there's no way I'll see it, because football is almost like my God, man. I can't even lie. And this period made me realize that. And you know, God is a jealous God, so maybe he was just like, this guy, you're giving too much importance to this thing, let me humble you. So yeah, that's just by the way though. But I did feel like he wanted me to be still. I definitely think that there's something that he wants to show me. I've already started seeing a lot of things that I wouldn't have seen if I didn't take this break. You know, after the 2 weeks, I'd have to probably go for re-evaluation and see what I have to do, because I'm supposed to do a surgery, but I've already told myself that I'm not doing that surgery, and this injury is supposed to last for about 2 months, but like I said, I give myself a month, and yeah, let's just see how that goes. But you know, I'm learning. One of the things that I've learned so far is authenticity. This is definitely something that I've learned this period. I don't know why it's coming now, but it's something that I've been toying with for a bit, you know. From I've listened to a lot of Jordan Peterson. I've listened to him talk a lot about, you know, telling the truth and not lying, and what the effects of lying and how the truth sets you free. But somehow this period that I have been still, I've actually started to realize the effect of telling the truth. And you know, I'm learning the principles of authenticity, of integrity, you know, saying your word and meaning it, you know, giving someone your word and fulfilling it, giving yourself your word and fulfilling it. Because sometimes we set goals for ourselves, we set to-do lists, we tell ourselves things that we want to do, and we end up not doing it, and we end up not trusting our own selves. And you find out that if you can't trust yourself, how are you supposed to move with confidence in life? How are you supposed to move with intentionality? So one of the things I'm practicing is actually to trust myself first. So what would that mean? Not lying to myself, you know, not lying to the people around me, because I realized that lying just falsifies your being. You know, you now have to start living in accordance to the lie. You have to start believing the lie that you've told, and having to, you know, remember, oh, because I said this, I have to live in this way. No, I want to be able to be completely authentic regardless. I mean, if someone asks me a question that I feel like I'll have to lie, I'd just rather not answer. But you know, so that's something that, and I realize that with that, if I decide to take that seriously, then whenever I say something, let's say I set a goal for myself, like, okay, today, maybe next year I'm going to be a millionaire in dollars, you know, because I know that I wouldn't lie to myself. If I put that word out, I will make sure that I do everything to make that word come to pass, because I don't want to have lied about it, you know. So it's just making me a lot more accountable for the things I say and the things I do. So that's one of the things I've learned so far. Moving forward, you know, November has been a very still month. You know, not a lot of things have happened this month, and in a way it's good, because for me, I'm always filling myself with activities and just things I'm doing. But you know, I've learned to relax. You know, I read a book. I've spoken about this book before on this pod for sure, but the name of the book is Meditations, and it was written by an old Roman emperor, Marcus Aurelius. And this book has taught me a lot, especially about Stoicism. Now, Stoicism is a way of life, you know, living regardless of what's going on in your life, the ability to remain calm and unperturbed and still, you know. And I've learned a lot from that book. Maybe one of the episodes I'm going to release is I will just basically read out his writings in that book. You know, it just made me see life from a different perspective. And one thing I really learned is, you know, if people offend you, they're just fulfilling their purpose in life. You get it's not because, oh, everything is working against you. Whoever offends you, it's up to you to decide how much of an effect that has on you. And that was hard to swallow, because sometimes we want to put the blame on other people, but you know, just taking it as a way of life and part of life. I think he made a reference to how if an orange tree produces orange, you're not surprised about that. And that's how it is with life. Life just produces things like that. And you know, it's up to us to not be surprised about it, because these things happen. It's just part of life, you know. So on to the next thing. Okay, so some other books that I'm reading as well. There's a book by Ryan Holiday. It's called Stillness is Key. I'm still reading that one. There's another book by, I don't know who wrote this book, but the name of the book is Ordinary Men. It talks about, you know, some of the people in Nazi Germany who ended up killing a number of people. and how they were ordinary people before they ended up taking out those atrocities. You know, it's just a book to remind you that you shouldn't judge people, because the fact that somebody does something also means that you have the capability of doing that, because you're also a human being. You know, never judge someone because of the sin, because you never know, if you were in that situation, you most likely do the same thing. So yes, so those are the books I've been reading so far in November, which I have now unfortunately carried on to December. Well, the one of the last things I want to talk about is, so you know how Spotify Wrapped came out, you know, for your music, the things you listen to. Apparently also came out for podcasts, and I saw the statistics, and I was a bit impressed, you know, and grateful and thankful, because I wrote it down in this book. Yes, so apparently according to Spotify Wrapped, Mileage podcast is in the top 10 podcasts of 33 people. So basically, 33 people have Mileage in their top 10 podcasts listened to. 30 people have it in their top 5. And 17 people have Mileage as their top podcast. So what that means is that for those 17 people, Mileage is the podcast they listen to the most. And I just want to use... That's crazy. I didn't even... This pod is like a diary for me. And I don't even really push it like that, because, I mean, it's just like a diary, and it's just a way of documenting my life till I get to where I now want to get to. So for all 33 of you listening to Mileage on a regular basis, I appreciate you guys. For all 30 of you who have it in your top 5, I appreciate you. For all 17 of you who have it as your top podcast, I appreciate you. Crazy, you have no idea. And everyone who has actually played, you right now that's listening, I appreciate your time. You know, it means a lot. And I know where this pod would be next year. So I just want to say a big thank you, and I would not be here without you, really and truly. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, so I got a book, a blank book, where I wanted to be writing things. Now, I named this book The Book of Declarations, and under it I wrote my gratitude to God for things I have but have not received yet. Now, this is a book that I'm using to practice my faith, you know, actually saying things and making sure they come to pass. You know, I realized that basically, as a man thinketh, so is he. It's actually biblical. Like, the way you think about how your life is going to go is exactly how it's going to go. So I want to be in control of what I say, in control of my future, and, you know, where I eventually end up in life. So I'll read some of the things I wrote in this book. So this book is a result of some of the things I've learned. Somewhere Jesus said in the Bible that when you pray like you already have what you're praying for. So this book is like a prayer, but a prayer from a gratitude perspective, like I already have it. So I read some of the things so you can have an idea. So the first thing I wrote here is, I'm grateful for my ability to say the truth no matter what. Second thing is, I'm grateful for the level of influence I have. Third thing is, I'm grateful for the faith I've been given. Anything I say and truly believe comes to pass. The fourth thing I wrote here is, I'm grateful for being the most charismatic person on the planet. That's facts though. I'm grateful for being a millionaire in dollars. I'm grateful for being a TED speaker. I'm grateful for being on Forbes list. I'm grateful that I'm the most unique artist in the world. Basically, I just be writing things, man. But the truth is, this is just me prophesying and, you know, speaking things into existence. And I urge you to do so as well. Get your own book of declarations and just write down things before the year ends and start moving towards them. I said I was going to end this on 15 minute mark, and I'm almost there. So I just want to use the opportunity to say thank you again for tuning into Mileage. Rack up your miles, go back and listen to the previous episodes, and thank you for boarding this flight. Subscribe, review, like, pass on to a friend. God bless you as you do so. Cabin crew, prepare for landing. Vamos.